This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Management consultants often get ridiculed for using terms like bandwidth, capacity, and low-hanging fruit. When Word of Mouth noticed a consultant tweeting as PeopleSense, following our Twitter account, we thought, okay, that's a nice alternative to out-of-the-box thinking. PeopleSense is really New Hampshire consultant Robin Eichert. Her Twitter tagline is, "I help business leaders select and retain inspired employees." Also shared dog-inspired leadership lessons. Well, that last line really perked up our ears. So we threw the stick to NHPR's Dan Gorenstein, and he went after the story.
When did you get this idea to draw the comparison of dog ownership into talking how to help managers, employees get along and how to manage the workplace? Where'd that come from?
That came from when I adopted Grace. That was in 2005. So I had been doing this work for about 4 or 5 years. And almost immediately, the parallels just kept staring me in the face. And as an example, she's a Puerto Rican street dog. And so she definitely has some challenges with regard to her behavior and her beginnings. And I had a friend who was visiting and Grace growled at her. And then I had another friend who had a toddler here and Grace was aggressive with her. And I thought, this isn't working. And I wanted to fix this dog. And so I reached out to a behavioralist. And during the conversation, I realized it's not about the dog, it's about me. And that's always what I felt about managers and employees too, where managers will say, you know, pick a name like Sue. And if Sue does this one more time, it's just not going to work out here. And I was kind of feeling that with Grace, but it wasn't about Grace and it's not about the employee. It's about how the manager is working with that individual and helping both parties really create a relationship that's respectful.
Let's run with this idea for a second, though, that workers can be managed from using ideas in the dog world. And, you know, if there are a lot of alpha people in the workplace, how do these folks try to dominate and what should managers do to kind of keep them in line?
Well, some of the dog trainers that I really respect feel like a dominant leadership is not always the best. And so making the parallels between, you know, the dog world and dominance and the people world is that having a mutually respectful relationship versus having a dominant relationship where, for instance, you have a manager who tells a group or a team to do something and he or she expects them to do it just because he or she said it, versus having it being a sensible and collaborative effort. I think learning those lessons have definitely be applied in that way regarding dominance.
What happens when, you know, employees go outside and they get that sort of wet worker smell? is it all right if they keep their... What should they do?
Well, I think they may not know they smell. I think that a lot of times people aren't aware of maybe how they're being perceived.
You know, in some ways, the office is the safe space. And, you know, you go out into the field, and that's where you have to kind of interact with the world. You come back, and sometimes you've had a bad day.
Well, one very good option might be to give you space. Or another would be to say, you know what, I can see that this isn't a great time, but I still need you to do that. It's really a matter, I think, of honoring what that person is going through, but still being clear about what you need and why. And I think as long as it's done in a way that respects the other person, then it can be a positive reaction for both.
What you've tapped into, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you're talking about here is a lot of people might have really good, happy, healthy relationships with their pets, but they don't in the workplace. And by getting people to think about it through the lens of this wonderful relationship, the pet that they love and adore, who adores and loves them, then it opens their mind to how they can better sort of manage themselves and treat the people they work with in the workplace.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yes, that is absolutely, because people do love their pets, right? They do love their dogs. And I definitely know it's an important relationship for people. You know, they spoil them, they love them, they treat them with, you know, joy and happiness. And I think we have more compassion with our pets than I think we often do with our coworkers. And I feel like there's room for both.
Robin Eichert there, speaking with NHPR's Dan Gorenstein. She's a management consultant and owner of the firm PeopleSense that's based in New Hampshire. For a link to her business and her blog, Graceful Leadership, sniff your way over to wordofmouthradio.org. And there you'll find a link to her latest post, What Doctors, Managers, and Employees Can Learn from Veterinarians. And we'd love to hear what you think. Do you see parallels between the workplace and your interaction with dogs? Join the ongoing conversation on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.